The conference will now begin.
Hi, Chevra. I hope that everybody's well. The schus of our learning today should be for all Chayli Yisrael, Bechlal, Befrat, for our dear friend Avram Chaim ben Yenta Falka, Avi Fern, that you have a full shame with Sasha Chayli Yisrael. Our Chevra sang Tillim for Avi, finishing Tillim a few times throughout the day today, and we'll continue, Mr. Shem, until he comes home in good health. Today is Netzach Shebenetzach. Netzach Shebenetzach. Victory of victory. And there's an amazing Gilui that we have that was revealed to us through Chazal, that when we say, like in the Kapitlech that we've been saying, and we'll continue to say, oftentimes the Lashon is Lam Natzeach Mizmor LaDavid, Lam Natzeach Al HaNeginos, and so on. Lam Natzeach is a conductor of a choir, but Chazal tell us that Lam Natzeach is from the Lashon of Netzach, of Nitzachim, being victorious, of defeating. And who is it that we're fighting against? Who's the one we're fighting against? Of course, he had many enemies. But on a deeper level, Chazal tell us that Kivyochol, David Malach is wrestling with Hashem for Refuahs and for Yeshuas, for himself, for every Jew who would ever live. And Chazal say, on that word, Lam Netzeach, Lam Netzeach, when David Malach used the word Lam Netzeach, on a deeper level, he was saying, Ashrei Misha Menatzchem Oysai V'Sameach. The Rebbeinu Shalom is so wonderful, he wants us to defeat him. He wants us to be Menatzeachim. In other words, there's a gzeira, there's a decree, and that decree looks like something that we can't possibly change. How could one go against Kivyochol Hashem? How could one wrestle with the Creator Himself? And if Hashem decreed that this person should go through certain suffering, or a sickness, or chalila worse, so who am I to fight with Hashem? But it was revealed to us that Lam Natzeach Mizmor LaDavid, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to wrestle with Him. He wants us, Kivyochol, to fight with Him. He wants us to fight with Him, and He wants us to defeat Him in this match. He wants us to win. Lam Natzeach Mishem Menatzchem Oysa V'Sameach. That's the greatest nachas that Hashem has, when we daven so strong and we fight with Him, that Kivyochol, He surrenders to us, to our tefillas. Now this is true all of the time, but especially when it comes to Sfiras HaEmor, and when it comes to saying the Tehillim of David HaMelech, all tefillas are unbelievably powerful, but there's nothing like Tehillim. If you have a chance, learn carefully Torah Ayin Gimel in Likutei Maharan. The name of the Torah is Tehillim Mesuga L'Tshuva, and there Rabbi Nachman tells us that all of us know that there are 49 gates of Tshuva. Correspond to the gates of Bina. The 50th is Hashem's gate. We'll talk about that in a second. And these 49 gates of Tshuva correspond to the 49 letters in the names of the 12 Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, and so on. There are Memtes Isis, 49 Isis, and each letter of the names of the Shvatim, each of those letters corresponds to one of the gates through which a Jew can do Tshuva, can come to Hashem, can return to Hashem. Now, what happens to a person very often is that he doesn't know what his gate is. He doesn't know where his letter is. And Rabbi Nachman says that even if he does somehow find out his letter, he can get to the gate and the gate is closed. He finds that it's closed. And Rabbi Nachman says in Ayin Gimel that despite all of that, if a person says to him, David HaMelech, I spoke about this a few weeks ago, that the Iker HaTshuva of David HaMelech was Sefer Tehillim, that David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim in such a way that Ad Shekol Echad V'Echad Kefi Mashehu, that every single Jew, till the end of time, no matter what has happened to him, and no matter where he's fallen, that every single Jew can find himself in Tehillim, can find that letter of his name, can find that gate, and enter into that gate of Tshuva to return to Hashem through saying Tehillim. And that's why Rabbi Nachman said that the 49 letters of the names of the Shvatim correspond to the 49 days of Sfiras HaEmor. Because we left Mitzrayim And we needed to really, really work on ourselves a lot. Hashem took us out and he lifted us up to a high place, but then we fell into katnus. We were not ready yet for all of that, but we had to do tshuva. We had to really, really change. So Hashem gave us the 49 days of Sfiras Ha'emunah, which correspond to the 49 gates of tshuva, that correspond to the 49 oisiyas of the Shvatim, until finally it would come to Shavuos, and then it would be Vayered Hashem al HaSinai. Because the 50th gate, Rav Nachman said, is Hashem's gate. That's where we realize that Hashem, more than anything, wants to get close to us, wants to return to us. That's the 50th gate. When a person comes to Vayered Hashem al HaSinai, that's Vashuva Aleichem, that's Hashem showing us that he wants to himself give Yochel to do tshuva, that he wants to return to us. Now here's the amazing thing. Where do we see any connection between the 49 oisiyas, the names of the Jewish people, and Sfiras Ha'emunah, leaving Mitzrayim and coming to Har Sinai, with Tehillim? So Ibn Nachman ends this tiny, he says, that v'zehu, that is the hint, of v'eila shmois b'nei Yisrael, ha'boim Mitzrayimah, eis Yaakov, ish u'beisai. That's the beginning of Sefer Shmos, the Sefer of Golos and Gula, of Golos and then leaving Mitzrayim. So Ibn Nachman says that if you look at the last letters of the words of Ve'ela Shmais B'nei Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayim Eis Yaakov Ishu Beisai, meaning the 49 letters that there are of the Jewish people coming down, of the names of Bnei Yisrael coming to Mitzrayim, he says the Seifei Teves are the letters Tehillim and Tshuva. The final letters of Ve'ela Shmais B'nei Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayim Eis Yaakov Ishu Beisai, those Sefer Tevis spell Tehillim and Tshuva. Rabbi Nachman says, because Ayidei Tehillim Zorichim L'Tshuva, because through saying Tehillim, we're Zorichim to find our letters, we're Zorichim to find our way back to Hashem, to get to Har Sinai, to get out of Mitzrayim, and so on. And that is the Bechin of Shmos B'nei Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayimah. Because Shmais B'nai Yisrael, the names of the Jewish people, the names of B'nai Yisrael, of B'nai Yaakov, are the Shvatim, and those are the 49 letters that correspond to the 49 days of Sfiras Ha'emunah, and the 49 gates of Tshuva to return to Hashem, till we get to Har Sinai, and Hashem reveals to us that all of that time, he was trying to give Yochel to do Tshuva, to come back to us. And he's saying to us, Shuvu Eli, Shuvu Eleichem. So let's say all the time, strong Tehillim, so we could bring our beloved friend, Avram Chaim, out of the sickness that he's in, so that Avram Chaim began to focus and have a full Shem, Sashachil, together with all of Am Yisrael, and that we should be able to be victorious on the day of Netzach, Shebenetzach, to defeat, with Hashem's help and Hashem's smile and Hashem cheering us on, to defeat this sickness that is right now threatening the health of Avram Chaim. And we should hear good news today and all days, and we should observe Mr. Hashem, Ki meitzeis chumar sishayim, erenu neflos, v'dugul Hashem amitis, v'dabim malkim mishicha, v'mhev yameinu amein v'amein.